Hey, I was going to say a baseball note. You might think I'd be saying something about the Tigers, which I will, but need to make reference to our Great Lakes Loons friends.
Uh-huh.
Today is the day that limited tickets go on sale for home games for the Loons in May.
A lot of people looking forward to that.
I am sure. So if you have an interest, again, for all May home games, which is when the Loons will start the season along with the rest of the league, you go to loons.com. Or you can call the Loons box office, 989-837-BALL. Game tickets for the remaining months of the season will go on sale on a month-to-month basis. So this is just for May.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay.
Because there's still the operation at 20% seating capacity. So keep that in mind. But if you have an interest in seeing Great Lakes Loons playing some baseball, which, of course, you didn't see all last year, there's a chance to get your seat at Dow Diamond starting today for the month of May.
And hopefully as the months go by, we'll see increased capacity.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
All seats, by the way, will be sold in seating pods, 2 to 6 people, with at least 6 feet of physical distance between other seating pods. You'll have to complete a health screening to get into Dow Diamond. Cashless transactions going to be done. Masks have to be worn unless you're eating and drinking. You'll know more once you're getting involved in Dow Diamond, but again, today's the day for those single game tickets for May. 6:45 in WSGW. Hopefully everyone enjoyed a nice Easter weekend with family, with friends, and some Detroit Tigers baseball.
Oh, yeah, wasn't that? That was some great baseball.
Yeah. Yesterday was, still starting a series against the Indians, taking 2 out of 3.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Tigers are happy with that.
Wasn't there a time the Tigers couldn't beat Cleveland?
Yeah.
The last couple of years, right? I mean, at all.
And we had the lead yesterday.
Yeah.
Until.
Right.
A little rough seventh inning, but still nice to,
Right. And you got to see some of the young players out there as well.
Some of
the future, we're hoping. With Tarik Skubal pitching pretty decently yesterday.
In fact, all 3 games, the starting pitching.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was decent.
It was very good.
Yep.
And come on. Highlight moment for Akil Baddoo yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wasn't that something?
That was.
First pitch in the major leagues.
Wham.
For a guy who hasn't played above single A in his whole career.
Right. That was really cool. And that his parents were also in the stands, too.
Yeah.
They got to see it.
So they're getting to use that cool name right off the bat.
Akil Baddoo.
That's a great name.
What were the fans chanting, do or something like that?
I think so.
I mean, that's just, that's just fun.
Right, it is.
A special moment to hopefully will become many special moments.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, that's the way you started a career.
We'll see what happens later, right?
Now what do you do?
So, and I think I reported in my sports that he's one of 9 Tigers to ever homer in their very first at-bat in the majors.
Well, remember, we had one of those last year.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's right.
Sergio Alcantara.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, this is
maybe it's a regular thing now. I don't know. But, just to be able to do that, that was kind of fun.
It was.
But, so off and running with the Tigers after a cold start at Comerica Park on opening day last Thursday. Things much more pleasant, as they should be all week long, by the way.
I was going to say, the series against Minnesota, aren't we supposed to get near 80 later on Wednesday, maybe?
I think so, in Detroit, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
We'll be in the 70s. Those who are heading down to Comerica, we know that we have fans from here who probably have already gone down or will be looking forward to be part of the Sterling crowd of 8,200.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey. That's the sold-out crowd number, I think, right now.
Yeah, right. But they can make noise. Hey, you can hear the crowd. They do a pretty good job.
Yeah, it does beat the piped-in crowd that was last year.
That was awful.
I mean, it was the best they could do, but there's so much difference to have a real crowd there.
Yep, exactly.
And how cool idea. Heard your news this morning. So tomorrow, the Tigers are going to have a chance to honor Al Kaline.
Yeah,
we have a couple more reports on that coming up through the morning here.
Cool.
I was just looking back. It was April 6th, 1 year ago.
And
of course,
that's unreal.
Baseball wasn't going on. And, eventually they had a chance to do something once the season started. But really, the lost opportunity to do a proper honor for Mr. Tiger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So hopefully there'll be some ways they can make that more special tomorrow on the anniversary of his passing 1 year ago.
I can't believe it's already been a year.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Yeah, that's something, yeah.
Flying by.
Yep.
as it always does. But, well, again, nice to note, Tigers underway so far successfully. Baseball seemingly so far successfully, except for, was it Washington and...
Yeah, it was Washington. And, yeah, you're right. Was that the Mets?
Yeah, it might have been. I think
you're right. Maybe. Yeah, the Mets.
They postponed their opening series.
They had to postpone, right. And then did you see with in hockey with Vancouver, half their team is on the COVID-19 roster. And many of the players have symptoms. Some of them are getting IVs because they have it pretty bad. Apparently, they think they got one of the new strains.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear what that was going on there. I just heard that there was a big problem in Vancouver.
Vancouver might not be playing hockey for a while.
And you're down to the last month of the season for the hockey.
Yep. Yeah,
just because it goes into the first week in May.
So, right. So this shows, you know, we're starting to get back, but we're not there just yet. And did you guys stay awake to see the end of that Gonzaga basketball game in the
classic.
Final Four?
Yes.
Against UCLA? Yes. That was back and forth. It was really, really ending with a half-court shot.
In overtime. And
yes.
It would have gone to a second overtime if he hadn't made that half-court shot because it was tied up.
So that's how Gonzaga gets in, keeps their unblemished season going, and they got into the finals because of that shot.
And I didn't see the Baylor game. It was a blowout, so I had I have a hard time determining how this is going to shape up tonight.
Well,
but, I'm with Gonzaga.
Here's the thing. They through it all, how many times have we talked about upsets in the tournament that were happening? Mm-hmm. Through it all, you're getting the two teams that are basically number one and number two throughout the entire season. I think Baylor dropped out of number two for maybe a week or two when Michigan slipped in there, and then Baylor came back. And so these have been the best two teams in the country throughout the year, so they might as well go at it and see what happens. It'll be a good one, I think.
Should be a great game.
Yeah, should be.
We'll be up late, though, Pat.
Yeah, I know. Yes, yes. It starts, I think, tip-off is one of your favorite times, Charlie, like 9:17.
Oh, one of those.
Or something
right.
that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to hearing about it in your sports this morning because I won't be paying attention because I don't care.
Yes, you don't like the not into the college basketball as much.
I am, but I don't care about Gonzaga and Baylor tonight. I can do without it, and I'll be okay.
But it was a cool shot. If you could see that shot.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah,
no,
you probably could have taken one more step and to improve his percentages on making that shot, but he said he knew when he launched it was going in.
Yep. Yeah.
Pretty That's cool. confidence.
Sometimes the players have that feel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a tip of cap real quick to Jordan Spieth winning his first tournament.
Yeah, that was great to see.
Years as we head into the Masters.
Mm-hmm.
Starts on Thursday. Well, Masters Week is already underway, but the tournament itself, of course, starting on Thursday.